This is Discast Extra. Your source for freestyle audio exclusives.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to another Discast Extra. Now, today we have another interview, surprise, surprise, been all interviews so far on Discast Extra, and this time we have one of the greatest female players of all time, a complete legend of the female game, winner of 8 major titles, and we recorded this interview with her back at the World Championships in Amsterdam last year. Now, here's Joe to tell you more.
Yep, so we went along to the World Championships. It was a fantastic event last year, 07. And on the bus, I think it was on the way home from one of the days, we got chatting to a very a very friendly lady and her husband, and discovered that it was no less than Judy Robbins, one of the best players of all time in freestyle. And so, yeah, we got chatting to her. She was really interesting. She was telling us about her time in the sport and what she's doing now, and it was fascinating. So the next day we collared her for an interview for Discast. So you'll be hearing from Judy Robbins. She talks about many things, including how she got into freestyle back in the 70s, and her career and things it entails. She talks about all the disc disciplines she took part in, and that was a lot, believe me, not just freestyle and disc golf, but more creative ones like discathon and maximum time aloft, and all these fantastic things. She's a very, very talented player by the sounds of it. She also talks about the women's game, and is there a future for the women's game, and the Arizona States tournament that she's run for many years, or co-run, and still does, I think, to this day. So it's a fantastic interview. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. Right, so welcome, listeners. Today we are very privileged to have with us Judy Robbins, one of the most accomplished women players of all time, I think it's fair to say. So Judy, great to have you here.
Thank you.
So first of all, how and when did you get into freestyle disc play?
It was back in 1978, and I grew up in New York City, and my school happened to be in Midtown Manhattan, where I went to school in an old warehouse, so they didn't have a gymnasium, and we didn't have regular sports. So I took dance classes on a cafeteria room floor, and we used to cut classes and run up to Central Park and watch the freestylers in Central Park or down in Washington Square Park in the Village in New York City. And so I was exposed at that time to the Wizards in New York and the old-time people like Joey Hudaklin, Jeff Felderbaum. There are lots of players. Some of them are here. Roger Meyer, who's here. And I was an impressionable high school kid, and I started learning how to nail delay in my own bedroom. And then I ran up to Boston to do my college work there and met all of these freestylers in Boston. And so it was one way of meeting men, and it was another way of getting exercise. So I did that every weekend, and I took off in freestyle pretty quickly because I had some dance skills and background, so that was kind of fun, and that's where I started, and since then, so a lot of years.
Yeah, cool, okay. So during your career, you've not just played freestyle, but several other Frisbee events. Now, what do these include, and do you think through any sort of cross-training they've helped your freestyle in turn?
Well, it's really interesting because I started out as a freestyler, and then I started getting into disc golf, double disc court, maximum time aloft, or throw, run, and catch, which are two self-caught flight games, discathon, which is a running course through a kilometer cross-country running course that you leapfrog frisbees through, accuracy, of course, distance, of course, and did I name them all? I must have missed one. No? Freestyle? 7 of them. And disc golf, of course. I cross-trained only because each event is so different in goal. And freestyle happens to be one of the few events, aside from double discourt, that you have to acquire a good catch game, aside from your throw skills. So the other events like distance, disc golf, accuracy, it was all in the throw. And I just cross-trained throughout my years. I became the overall U.S. Open Women's Champion in 89, and I also did it again in 2001, maybe, that was it, yeah. I've been to England, I've been to Sweden. I've always finished top in double disc court and in freestyle. Those were my two best events. And over the years, I've gotten pretty good at the other events, and that really helped my overall score. But it's a very different one-week long event, and you're just exhausted all the time. It really tests your athletic endurance and agility, and cross-training, like going to the gym, was really important at my heyday. Not now. I was able to do it all, but now, you know, in the mid-40s, you're kind of old and crusty and a little bit disabled, but it's a wonderful use of your skills from freestyle to the other events because you have a lot of crossover. Ultimate was the only game I didn't play, but I coached it a lot, so that was good.
Nice. So looking ahead now, what do you think about the prospects for the future of freestyle, and more specifically women's freestyle?
Well, I'm hopeful. How's that?
It's good.
We in America have been seeing a huge decline of the sport because not enough people like yourselves, young, have been interested enough. And it's not for lack of trying. Most of us, I'm a teacher, and I try to, you know, organize clubs. And it's interesting how sports splits kids. I mean, there's so many out there to choose from, and Frisbee is not one of your most visible discs sports on TV, nor is it glorious, because you have to really play a lot to get good, and you don't do it with a lot of people. You do it singularly. So I think when seeing all of these players in Europe, I came over in 2003, that was my last World Freestyle Championships in Italy. I had so much hope. There weren't a lot of women at the time, but I saw a lot trying in Italy, especially in Milan. And now that I come back 4 years later and see all these new faces, I'm just tickled. And I want to say that I have a lot of hope for the future. If it's not going to be us 40-something people, 40-year-olds, it'll be you guys taking the torch up and running with it, which I'm really excited about.
Awesome, okay. Now, you also run the Arizona States tournament and have done for several years. So what is it that you enjoy the most about running an event like this?
Well, you know, I love having an event where people come because they feel comfortable and it's a fun environment to play in, as opposed to feeling very stressed out, which most competitions can get. You want to make an atmosphere that makes the player feel they're in a comfort zone. And that way, people play their best when they are in that comfort zone. So we see a lot of great play in Arizona, and it's going to be the 32nd year. I give a nod, definitely Harvey Brandt and myself have been running it for at least 16 years. So it'll be 16 years that I've been running it. And we're very happy that we attract the high caliber players from all over the country, in the States, and some outside of it. And now that Harvey has made the World Double Disc Court Championships in Arizona as a first, people come out of the woodworks to play that event also. So we have people from Sweden coming over. And it's just exciting because the freestyle is always top-notch. And we do it in a way where you can bring a pair team or a co-op team. Women's team, it just doesn't matter. We just say everyone can play. Whatever you decide, you play it and you get scored against the other people. So, and it's one of those kind of things. It's always fun. So, and I hope to do it another 16 years if I can. I did want to play for another 16 years, but unfortunately my body can't. But at the same time, I will live vicariously through all of you guys coming up and watching you. So I'm just pleased as punch to see so many people here in Holland, and hopefully that'll grow.
Awesome. Judy, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Hey, thank you guys, and you guys are great too, so keep up the torch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Discast Extra. For more information, log on to ukdistime.co.uk.